This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Thursday, the new Friday, July 29th.
Hold up. Nick,
yep.
We have to address the lassie in the room.
Yeah. So she's a collie. She's not a golden. She is not a golden.
Are you sure she's a collie? Because I don't want you to colligate this lassie gate.
I don't want to. I know the cockapoo owners out there aren't happy either, Jack.
Snackers, lassie's definitely a collie. This is definitely the best one yet.
Jack, first story for the TBOY. What do we got?
Starbucks just whipped up a grande record corner.
Yeah, it all comes down, honestly, to one thing. Cold brew. You know who you are.
For our second story, Simone Biles is putting her mental health first.
Her sponsor, Athletic, is doing the same thing, perfectly timed. A new women's wellness initiative.
Third and final story, from toys to cars. You've heard about the great chip shortage.
Funny thing, chip maker AMD just reported earnings. They could have an ice cream headache sandwich situation on their hands.
Too much
of
a good thing.
Unless there's hot fudge, because that's actually really good.
Snackers, before we hit our three golden retrievers, our three stars.
I can't believe you went there, Jack. This is a wonderful mix today. I love this.
Sometimes you gotta shoot your shot.
You gotta ask her out.
You gotta ask him out.
You quit your job. You launch Sam Slam and Salmon Sweater Startup. It's what you do.
Or another option, you gotta finally out Disney publicly so well that Disney hires you.
That is shooting your shot, Jack.
That is basically what some CGI artist did on YouTube.
Yeah.
This person goes by Shamook.
Well, Shamook, the person, thought that the Star Wars, like computer-generated characters, they thought they looked lame.
So Shamook started doing it themselves solo.
Han Solo.
You need a young Anakin Skywalker for the latest Mandalorian schmovie.
Yeah.
But Mark Hamill isn't young anymore.
Well, Disney made a young Mark Hamill computer-generated image, but Shamook decided to do it better themselves.
Shamook made a deepfake of young Skywalker so realistic.
So realistic.
You want to lick the YouTube screen.
Jack, Master Luke was so clear, you could see the midichlorians.
Snackers, Disney, which owns Lucasfilm since 2012, could have whipped out a cease and desist and sent it to Shamook.
Yeah, they could have sent the lawyers on this guy. And instead, they sent an offer letter.
That's right. This rogue deepfake YouTuber isn't a rebel anymore.
Shamook is now the senior facial capture artist at Lucasfilm. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Disney and this person, Shamook?
Trust the Force.
Although the Force may be a YouTube algorithm.
Let's hit our three stories.
Let's do it.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. Spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, /SIPC.
For our first story, Starbucks just had its best quarter ever.
Coffee is officially cold as ice.
First of all, Jack, can I just get something off my chest? I just have to say something here. Happy 50th birthday, Starbucks. You don't look a day over venti.
This is the good, clean family fun.
Yeah, it is.
You only get here.
Honestly, Starbucks, it must be the oat milk. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Starbucks scored $7.5 billion in revenue last quarter, which is up 78% from last year.
Jack, they threw in a $1 billion profit, not too shabby.
Because of what they call the great human reconnection.
Yeah, that was the last quarter, Snackers. Like, maybe you weren't going clubbing quite yet. It's kind of a super spreader event.
Clubs tend to not have great ventilation, but you may have met your buddies again for a cappuccino.
You did. That's easy. It's hands off. You're not rubbing up against the other person.
And when you visited, you probably tried out a cold brew.
Snackers, wild stats that Jack and I noticed about cold brew and Starbucks. 3 out of 4 Starbucks beverages sold last quarter were cold brew drinks.
Now, this obviously won't continue in the wintertime.
Probably not.
But they mentioned the word cold 24 times in their earnings report.
That's a lot. Jack, do you know how many times they mentioned the word hot?
How many?
Like only 5 times. It was pathetic.
Did you count frigid, chilly, and icy?
I didn't, but I hope they threw in those synonyms.
Snackers, the cold roster is deep. Nitro brew, refreshers, iced shaken espressos, even a cold tap water.
They have a thing called cold foam. Honestly, never had it, Jack, but this kind of makes sense.
I think that's just blowing bubbles in a glass of milk.
If that's what the barista does, I'm willing to take it.
This is great for Starbucks because cold beverages are a premium price. It's harder to make cold coffee than hot coffee.
What we're trying to say here is cold brews are Starbucks' profit puppy.
Patient zero for Starbucks' cold brews was born at the Starbucks laboratory known as the Trier Center.
That's right, Snacker. So Jack and I noticed that they were talking about cold brew so much, we dove in snack style. Notice that Starbucks has a secretive lab to test out new coffees.
It's so secret, they had a press release that Nick and I read about.
This thing is 20,000 square feet. They got 3D printers. Jack, it is a Willy Wonka factory meets a Grey's Anatomy.
And in this laboratory, they experiment. One of their experiments was a proprietary Starbucks-made cold drink nitro system.
They call it Tapitha. Is that correct? You think that's the right pronunciation?
Yeah, because there's a tap to pour out nitro brews.
By the way, you know they invented something there called a cloud macchiato?
Is that the cold foam?
I think it's related to the cold foam, but I kind of want to sleep on it.
Let's focus on Tapitha, which is now in 2,000 stores pumping out nitro brews for all these customers.
And that is how Starbucks is able to meet all this demand for all of your cold brew demand.
Tap, tap, taparoo.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Starbucks?
Starbucks' one goal is to elevate your one ticket.
Snacker, Starbucks loves that you habitually go to Starbucks, but you're probably only going for one visit a day, and that's important.
So to maximize profits, Starbucks wants to optimize your one order, your one receipt, your one ticket per day.
Well, Jack, a year ago, Starbucks tried to do that by pushing you breakfast.
They succeeded. Their avocado egg sandwiches are a nice complement to the latte.
And then last quarter, they tried to up your ticket by pushing you to alt milks.
I just checked out my Starbucks app. There are 8 different creamers at my Burlington, Vermont Starbucks.
Well, this quarter, they're trying to up your ticket by going cold.
There's so many iced beverages, you gotta try one.
Snackers, since cold is a premium, that elevates the one Starbucks ticket a day. For our second story, The Gap just seized an Olympic moment to launch a women's wellness program.
Under Armour is muscle. Lululemon is stretchy. Athleta wants to be mindful.
Tuesday morning, Jack, watching the Olympics. By the way, 3-on-3 basketball is fantastic.
It's a half-court game. I was surprised to see that.
It's absolutely wild.
But all the attention was on the women's U.S. gymnastics team, led by Simone Biles, who won 4 gold medals in the 2016 Rio Olympics.
We're talking the queen of gymnastics over here. She jumped off the vault, but then had this kind of uncharacteristic, awkward landing situation.
Yeah, she was definitely off balance. She wasn't herself. And moments later, NBC commentator said, Simone Biles is out. She's not coming back.
No. And afterwards, we heard from Simone Biles and she cited mental health for the reason.
Yeah, she posted on Instagram just days before that for like years, it's felt like the weight of the world has been on her shoulders.
Jack, I remember watching like the CBS interview with her 6 months ago and the weight of the world was on her shoulders.
Yes. And she wasn't able to perform because of all that stress. Didn't want to fail her teammates, so she stepped down.
And they ended up getting silver heroically. Pretty amazing.
So everyone's thinking about mental health because the star of the Olympics just stepped down because of it. And this is what happened the very next day.
The next day, Gap launched a new thing with its Athleta brand called Athleta Well.
This is how Athleta Well describes what Athleta Well is. It's an immersive digital program for women to connect on a range of topics rooted in female well-being.
Okay, so we jumped in snack style. We're going through Athleta Well. Basically, you're getting curated interest groups centered around well-being topics.
On topics like boosting your immunity, intuitive eating, and physical therapy.
So you're like engaging with the experts, you're talking to other people, everything from menopause to six ways to be mindful.
But to get access to this great content, you must be a member of Athleta's loyalty program.
That's the key. So you got to be loyal to Athleta, but then you're getting access to the community.
Perfect timing though, because not only did Simone Biles have all the attention right now, she is also an Athleta athlete herself.
In fact, she just left Nike, which is like the just do it situation, which is kind of the opposite from taking a break.
Right. She left Nike to join Athleta in April. So like the timing is insane.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Gaps Athleta?
The athleisure pendulum has swung from product to community.
Snackers, Athleta is trying to differentiate in activewear because get this, activewear is now like 33% of all fashion sales.
Stretchy clothing is a huge part of the American clothing market.
Jack, if you're not living the Lycra lifestyle, you're not living.
So it was 27% in 2019, 33% in 2020, probably more this year.
Athleisure has gone through an evolution. It all started years ago with Under Armour.
Protect this house in sweat-wicking cold gear leggings.
Then Lululemon started protecting this yoga studio.
Now Athleta is trying to protect this soul.
But just please do it in this Oxygen 2.0 tank top, if you will.
The website for Athleta's program is literally community.athletawell.com.
Snackers, to stand out in women's athleisure, Athleta turned to community. For our third and final story, we just got the first big earnings report from a chip company.
But the chip shortage is becoming an ice cream headache.
Okay, Jack, can we travel back earlier in the week as you're enjoying that polar seltzer over there? I saw that swig.
Oh, I thought you were going to say earlier in the week when we were talking about National Ice Cream Month.
Oh, yeah, perfect timing. You know, it never ends technically. On Monday, Tesla announced $1 billion a profit.
$1 billion. It was their best profit ever by far. It crushed Wall Street's expectations.
But then the stock fell 3%.
Okay, very next day, Apple announces $21 billion, which is double the profits from last year.
But then Apple stock fell 2%.
The common reason both Elon Musk and Tim Cook warned investors that a chip shortage was going to hurt future profits.
Yeah, because the number of chips they're receiving, Jack, that's going to decide how many Teslas and how many iPhones they're pumping out for the rest of us.
Put this on a bumper sticker. Computer chips are to products these days what regular chips are to parties.
Jack, they're critical. You don't got chips. You don't got a party. You don't got a product.
Now, insane demand for chips should be great for chip companies, right?
Jack, it should be fantastic for chip companies. Someone listening right now, driving on their way to like AMD or NVIDIA,
they're like, oh yeah, everybody wants me.
They're having a lot of fun.
It's because everything from cars to PlayStation 5 to every phone needs a whole bunch of chips.
Or Jack, like Wall Street loves calling them semiconductors.
You got a buddy who's an equity analyst. He calls them semiconductors.
It's not Timmy. Well, chip maker AMD, funny timing, great name, just announced earnings yesterday.
Yes, their profits quadrupled as everyone's looking for chips.
That's right. Chipmaker AMD saw its profit margin double last quarter because it jacked up prices on all those chips.
If you're AMD and you got 10 chips, but there's 20 customers out there, including Tesla and Apple, you could do some surge pricing.
Yeah, you can, Jack. No adjusted on that one.
Unfortunately for Intel, though, not all chips are created equal.
That's true. That's true. Because Intel, they're not benefiting as much. Their chips are not in as high demand right now.
But we're thinking this chip party can't last forever. There's one concern we got to highlight.
Great transition, Jack. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies in the whole chip industry?
Insane demand is like an ice cream headache. Can be too much of a good thing.
Snackers, this chip shortage, it's caused wild, unprecedented demand for all these chips.
But that has also highlighted the world's dependence on just a few chip makers.
Totally. And that last part, that's a problem for the chip makers, Jack.
Yes, we're seeing big tech giants ending their dependence on chip makers by doing it themselves.
Yeah, Apple now makes some of its own chips so it doesn't have to buy only from Intel.
Tesla now makes some of their own chips so they don't have to rely on NVIDIA.
So high demand, we're thinking, is like a sweet, lovely, delicious ice cream thing.
But excess demand and not enough supply, it may give chip makers a headache.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
3 of every 4 Starbucks beverages are cold.
Yeah, Starbucks elevated your one ticket with premium cold brews.
Athleta launched a women's wellness initiative just as women's wellness is having a major cultural moment.
Jack, can we say that Under Armour is swole, but Athleta is whole?
Holistic.
There we go.
Third and final story, AMD is loving this chip shortage we got on our hands.
Apple and Tesla aren't, so they may start DIYing their own chips. It's going to create an ice cream headache situation. Now, time for our snack fact. This one tweeted in by Jordan Marcus from lovely Oakland, California.
Facebook has a secret way to find Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook page.
Okay, this is weird. This is wild. We checked it out. If you type in facebook.com, but then add /4, you get to Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook page.
Right. We thought it was facebook.com/patient0. But it's not.
That goes right to Mark Zuckerberg's official profile, /4.
Funny, weird shortcut. Great snack fact. Thank you, Jordan.
Snackers, you look fantastic today. And Jack and I love being with you every single day.
Snacks for life. Nick and I'll see you tomorrow.
If you know, you know. And before we go, happy birthday to snacker Hunter Ladner in lovely Chicago.
And happy birthday to Prithka in Lake Hopatong.
And Colin Anderson in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
And Carlos Ventura in Campbell, California.
And Chris McLuster in West Hartford, Connecticut.
Kevin Brown in Rocky Hill, Connecticut.
And happy birthday, Alvin Joseph in Walnut, California.
And Emma Jane Gonzalez in Miami, Florida.
And Jay McKissick in D.C.
And James Massey in Worcester, Mass.
What a Massey. And Lainey Wen in Menlo Park.
Happy birthday, Kelly Mai in Brooklyn, New York.
And Mel Scott in Melbourne Beach, Florida.
And happy birthday, Kailash Graham Bell in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, and by the way, Jack, Bob Fuller and Sarah Amaral just got married in San Francisco.
Duval Shots just got promoted in the Big App.
Stanette and Tanya Bird, we got an anniversary in lovely Suffolk, Virginia.
Lucas Dean, happy 6 years of snacking. That's got to be a record in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
That's a snackiversary.
Go Blue. And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-Boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack, Nick on stock of Apple and Lululemon.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Tap, tap, taparoo.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. I want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.